The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamarth and Mike Cohen-Brink with the Calmer Courier. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right. Good afternoon, Senator. I guess let's start with the COVID-19 and the funding. We've had to go with a second round of funding of a little bit more than $500 billion. And that came about just 2 weeks after the initial funding that was approved, which ran out fairly quickly. I guess my question is, how long will this last, or do you think the Congress will need to, again, allocate additional funding in the future?
Well, you know what? In order to answer your question, I want to refer you to back a month ago when we put the CARES Act together. We thought $350 billion is a lot of money. And then by April the 17th, it was all used up. So we come back with $310 billion for additional funding. Will it be enough? I think we're going to know in a couple weeks, but right now I can't answer your question. I hope it's enough. And we also put in $60 billion. I think it's $50 billion, but anyway, for what we call the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program under SBA. And by the way, since you're in a farming community, all farmers are eligible for the Paycheck Protection Program. And we know that, especially for small business and farmers who have employees, that's going to be very helpful to them. And then farmers are also going to be eligible for this additional $50 billion that I call the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. That's an emergency grant limited to $1,000 per employee up to a maximum of $10,000. So that should help some farmers as well, particularly if they have to have a lot of employees. And so I hope it'll be enough, but there's no way today I can answer your question, because this morning at 10 o'clock, the first loan would have been approved under this additional money. So we just don't know.
All right.
Okay, over to Mike.
Senator, thoughts on reopening Iowa. What course would you like to see elsewhere across the country with COVID-19?
Well, I want each governor, which knows their state better than we do in Washington, D.C., because, you know, something that works for Wyoming wouldn't work for New York, and something worked for New York wouldn't work for Wyoming. So it's good that we don't have the federal government saying we're going to open up everybody, every place in the United States in the same way on May the 15th or June the 15th, because I think there'd be pressure to put it off and put it off and put it off, and we've got to open up the economy. So you're going to do it in 50 different ways, and the only thing is I want the governors to follow the three-step program laid out by the president a week ago Thursday, and I want them to follow that. Now, the governor of Georgia didn't, and the president expressed his regret about that, and I would agree with the president, but maybe it'll work. But I think I think you need to worry about safety and not going back on the pandemic from where you were when you opened up. And I think this morning on the governor's Reynolds news conference, she said she's going to open up May the 1st for 77 of the counties and then fill in with more counties later on. And it's going to be very gradual opening with maintaining space and proper protection. And not every business is going to be able to open up, and that churches will be, I guess, free to do whatever they want to do. But I would expect every minister's and the people that run that particular church is going to be careful to maintain the 6-foot spacing.
Okay, Dennis?
All right. Senator, you were mentioning about agriculture earlier, and as you know, just all aspects of agriculture are being hit hard with this COVID-19. Looking at the corn growers, of course, they're not able to sell their corn because nobody is traveling, and therefore there's not a demand for ethanol. The meat industry, both pork and beef, are having problems of taking their commodities to market just simply because of the presence of COVID-19 have shut down several major processing facilities, that being the Smithfield in Sioux Falls, the Tyson in Columbus Junction, Tyson also in Waterloo, various others have been hurt by that. In addition to what you mentioned earlier, is there any other relief efforts or talk about how we can help out agriculture during this COVID-19 epidemic?
Well, out of the $19 billion in the CARES Act, I think $13 billion was going to go to help grain farmers and $6 billion to livestock and specialty crops. Probably the amount of money for grain will help out quite a bit, but I think the thing is so catastrophic for our livestock that they could have taken the whole $19 billion and maybe not be enough. So I think there's going to be a demand for more money, particularly if you completely depopulate herds. And it's a catastrophic situation for livestock farmers, particularly pork producers. And I hope that we can get some done. There's some help through the NRSC, through a program that we used for when we had avian flu that was so strong up there in your part of the state, for depopulating. But there's a whole big difference between depopulating millions of chickens versus depopulating hundreds of thousands of 300-pound hogs. So I think USDA's set up for it. They got some money to take care of the depopulation, but there's not enough money to make the hog producers' economic losses just by pennies on the dollar. So that'll have to be looked at again.
Okay, and back to Mike, and this will have to be the last question for today, guys.
Okay, Senator, building off of that, given last year's situation being so difficult for farmers, and now this year as well, the shuttering, for example, for our region of the Tyson plant, what are farmers looking at coming up? Are Iowa farmers going to be able to survive?
Boy, if you're in the livestock business, it's going to be difficult. And if we get people back on the road driving their cars, and the ethanol plants can start up again, I think it'll help the prices. But if it's at $2.72, where it is now at New Hartford Shell Rock, where my son and I market, it's going to be very, very difficult, and it's going to create problems for farmers. I think though those farmers that have crop insurance are going to be helped there because they got a chance to forward contract through the crop insurance program. I think that there's going to be help through the ARC and PLC program that's in the five-year farm program, and that will be the same through 2023. But it's not a very rosy situation, I can tell you that. And it's going to maybe cause some farmers to go out of business. And I don't like to think of those things happening. The only thing that's different between now and in the 1980s when we had a farm depression, and that was caused by farmers making a lot of bad investment, being too leveraged. I think there's less leveraging now among farmers, at least as far as maintaining their farmland. But boy, if you're in the livestock business, there isn't much protection there for the lost income they're going to have.
Senator, okay. Do you have time for one more question?
Go ahead, quick.
Okay, very quickly. I've talked to some people, and they were concerned about at the very start of the COVID-19, when it was starting out, was we saw the stock market take a dive. And I've heard of some indications that there were some people from senators and congressional members on the intelligence committees that were actually able to take their money out of the stock market just a day or so or hours before the crash. Should there be an investigation of that? I've heard that there are some people that they were maybe had inside trading.
It's already underway by the Senate Ethics Committee.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis and Mike, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.